This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. This is Sandy right here with The Real Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Being part of the solution, that's what it would be, right? If you want more information on the show and me, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, there's an about page there and all that fun stuff. If you want text alerts, text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And then if you want to sign up for the email, real simple there too. It's on the website. Turn around, click on it, sign up for it. And if you don't like it, you can always unsubscribe. It isn't that hard. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to get actually involved in the conversation. Campus reform, great story there. And something that you want to look at, it makes so much sense. You know, it shows you how confused, I've joked in the past about how the left wants these rules in place, if you would, right? The best one is they really want gender neutrality. No male, no female, no whatever, whatever, whatever. And yet, you can find places, schools and colleges, that even though they're pushing for, a gender neutrality, they don't want a king and queen homecoming. They just want a person homecoming. So you're just nominating two people. Well, why would you have two people? Is it a couple homecoming? I mean, if you've got no gender, I'm kind of confused. And then you have the other ones, and same people on the left, that they want it okay to have two kings or two queens. So they want gender, but only when they want gender. When we did a story about Rachel Dolezal last week, here's a woman who's been white all her life, born to pasty white parents, and yet she faked, she identified as a black woman. And she went to work for NAACP? It's just amazing. And she got away with it. And Al Sharpton, when she got caught, Al Sharpton was willing to let her get away with it. So they don't even know what they want to stick for. They don't even know what they want to fight for. And a perfect example, we heard the other day about how the shooting of the Asian massage parlors had to do with, Asians being targeted, Asian violence. Here's a man who had a sex issue, and he thought by shooting up these Asian, these massage parlors, which were almost all Asian where he was at, would stop that, at least for him in his head. Now Ivy League schools, ones that have been accused of anti-Asian discrimination, they're condemning anti-Asian hate. How does that work? You get these Ivy League institutions like Harvard was the worst. Yale, Columbia, Brown, Dartmouth. They've all faced multiple accusations and even lawsuits alleging anti-Asian bias. And yet, after the recent Georgia Salon shooting, right, left, what is it? I think it killed 6 Asian Americans. And I wish we could reclassify these. Yeah, I know. I'm sounding like them now, right? How about Americans of Asian descent? Right? Each of these institutions now has spoken out against anti-Asian sentiment. Funny, again, how they totally discount their own actions. A lot of the Dems do that. Especially the Dem legislators. Totally discount their own actions. And call you out for it. Masks is the best one. Masks in restaurants. They don't want to give up they don't want to wear their masks. And you saw that with Pelosi and Feinstein and, you know, Newsom. But you have to or else. Multiple leading universities have been investigated or even sued for allegedly discriminating against Asian American students. Now, these same schools, they're screaming about and condemning statements about the uptick in anti-Asian violence. You know, I always love, where are those numbers? Where are they getting their numbers? I want to go back and find the numbers on black crime with police officers. They're pretty much non-existent. Right? And yet, somehow, black police officers are stalking our young people. It's not true, I'm just saying. 2-year probe found that in the case of Asian American students, race was the determinative factor in hundreds of admission decisions each year. This was an investigation that took place on many of these, like Yale and Harvard and other places like that. The white and Asian American applicants had 1/10 of 1/4 chance of acceptance. 1/10 of a 1/4 chance of acceptance compared to students from racial minority groups. Now, think about that. Here they are targeting, for all intents and purposes, Asian American students or students of Asian descent, and yet they're calling out Asian violence. This is rich. This is what they do. Do you know what I mean? And I just find it interesting. I really do. I find it interesting to no end when they do stuff like this. And it shows their hypocrisy. They do it themselves. They show it to you. They flaunt it in front of your face. And we let them get away with it. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the
fellow. We are back.
Said, ain't that a kick?
Always a pleasure to have you. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me, and you comment in the chat room and send me emails. I really do mean that. I appreciate the time that you interact. 855 Real Show, 855-732-5563. All right. God, you guys are great. Facebook, apparently, is bragging about how many people it's cut off. How many people it's taken away. But think about it. Seriously. So Facebook VP was bragging about the platform deleted over, that her platform deleted over 12 million COVID and vaccine posts. Now, earlier today, before the show started, I got my second strike notice from YouTube. So it's on the way out. And what they did, asking the question. Just simply asking the questions. Like, if I refuse to get the vaccine, will I be able to fly? If I refuse to get the vaccine, will I be able to even go to the store? They don't want you, able to question nothing. They don't want you to question anything. They don't want you bringing up the... They don't want people to think for themselves. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, they'll tell you what to think, how to think. And we let them get this way. Facebook has vowed to keep users safe and informed. In an effort to meet the authoritarian goal, it censored millions of posts. Massive social network deleted 12 million pieces of content about COVID. That comes from Guy Rosen. That's Facebook Vice President of Integrity. Rosen admitted to washing Facebook of coronavirus content, shared the magnificent job the platform has done in regards to combating fake accounts, deceptive behavior, and misinformation. But what are their guidelines? Really? Rosen also admitted to Facebook's reliance on artificial intelligence to censor content that global health experts flagged as misinformation. In September 2020, YouTube admitted that its reliance on AI led to a jump in the number of videos removed, including a significant portion that broke the rules. Did you hear that? And they're relying on AI for everything now. Look, when YouTube sent me the notice on my strike and said, hey, this violates A, B, C, and D, and I know they went by the title. So I responded with, has anybody actually watched the video? I'm asking questions, looking for answers. Now, the video's an hour long. If you pull out the commercials, maybe 42 minutes. And the response I got within about 7 minutes was, we've re-reviewed and still feel that it violates our... It's like, okay. You somehow, you transcended the bounds of space and time. And you were able to watch 42 minutes of video. Even you cut it in half, you blew over areas I wasn't talking about it. But you were able to watch 20-some-odd minutes of video in 7 minutes. That's just wonderful. I wish I knew how to do that. The same outlook is likely for Facebook if it overly relies on AI, the article goes on to say. YouTube's chief product officer, Neil Mohan, said the platform reverted back to more human moderators because its greater reliance on AI led to the removal of most videos it had ever removed in a single quarter. I can see that now. Hey, where'd that video go? Rosen also clapped back at charges against Facebook that suggested the platform has turned a blind eye to misinformation for financial gain. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Ask the rest of us that are heavily involved in this. It's not true. Now, I don't know personally, but I do know people that have had... I personally know people who have had several pages removed, but the counting number, my understanding now, is well over 70,000. 70,000. Not pages, as you think in pages, but Facebook pages gone. Just gone. They were conservatives. Rick Trader from Conservative Commandos. They took down his email. Yahoo did, and I believe they took down the website too, because of the content. Now, he's a paying customer. They didn't care. People, they're going to try to push the narrative. They're going to try to make it happen. They're already doing it to a big degree. Ouch. So, unless you get involved and get engaged, unless you start screaming, unless we get off these platforms, don't buy... You know, when Facebook... I'll give you a little trick. Here's a little trick. When Facebook has an ad, and it's something you really want to buy, all right? Get the name of the product. I know, we're feeding Google, but whatever. Go over to Google and Google it. Find their website. And once you find their website, buy it that way if you really have to have that. Because if you click click on the ad in Facebook, and it takes you to the page. They get money for that. Don't give them any more money than you need to. Seriously. Facebook has allowed Chinese Communist Party, CCP, propaganda to flourish on its platform. But when one of us writes something that they don't like, gone in a heartbeat. What it calls misinformation from right-leaning sources, gone. China's Facebook's second largest market by annual revenue. U.S. is number one. So China pulls in about $5 billion a year for Facebook. These United States are looking closer to a little over $7 billion. God bless. It's all about money. They could care less about integrity. They could care less about honesty or truth. It's all about the money. Always has been, I realize. But look at the obscene amount of money we're talking about now. Anyway, when you look at these numbers, we really look at what they're doing. You look at how we're feeding them. This is scary. Extremely scary. Facebook removed that video of doctors that were challenging the narrative of the Chinese-backed World Health Organization, right? I mean, the WHO is in bed with China. We already know this. And yet, doctors, working, not in that case, it's working doctors, popped up and said, hey, this is wrong. These numbers are wrong. Here's some solutions for you. Here's how you can keep yourself healthy. And if you think you get it, this is how you can make yourself better. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Sign up for the newsletter and or the text alert. TRS to 77222. Text TRS to 77222. Be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House says that North Korea fired 2 short-range missiles over the weekend. The launch is coming days after the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un issued a warning to the United States over joint military exercises with South Korea. President Biden briefly addressed the launch Tuesday after a speech in Columbus, Ohio, saying that they've learned that not much has changed in the Kim regime. The Biden administration had reportedly reached out to the North Koreans in February, but attempts at communication were rebuffed. And Texas has become the latest state to open its eligibility for COVID vaccinations to all adults. Health officials in the state announcing Tuesday that all Texans will be eligible for a shot starting Monday, March 29th. The state is also launching a website that will make it easier to sign up for an appointment for a vaccination. Officials say they're expecting vaccine supplies to increase next week. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Not part of the problem, but actually part of the solution. And again, I do appreciate your time with me. God, there's so many good stories I want to jump on here. All right, let's do this one. I'm enjoying this one. Do you remember how Stockton and other cities were going to start giving $500 a month to families for a pay, if you would? And the reasoning behind that was they were thinking it would help them. They would stay in the city. They would save money. They would do whatever. Now, you're taking local tax money, and you're giving it to people living in the town to go out and buy stuff to put back in the tax, you know, coffers. They went and bought a TV, or you bought this, or you bought that. And if you paid your rent with it, there was no tax money that came back to you. So now Oakland has decided they're launching one of the nation's largest guaranteed income programs. 600 families to get $500 a month. I don't know how they come up with what families get it. Are they all families of color? Are they all white families? Maybe they're Asian families. I don't know. Maybe they're just women. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf and other leaders on Tuesday, they announced the framework for one of the nation's largest guaranteed incomes. They call it a historic moment. 600 families will be able to receive $500 a month for 18 months. No strings attached. Spend it on whatever you want to. Whatever things you need. The roughly $6.7 million will be coming from a philanthropic organization, Blue Meridian Partners. No taxpayer money will be used. Families can apply later this spring. The Oakland Resilient Families Program is not a first-come, first-served program. And it is open to undocumented residents. Well, let me just make that in English. It's open to illegal aliens, people who are here illegally, who are not paying into the tax system. The program is a partnership with the Family Independent Initiative and the nation's mayors for a guaranteed income. You know, where do they think all this money is coming from or going to come from? How are they going to be? You know, Joey B isn't even done yet. 5 months into his, or 4 months into his presidency, he's going to have put $5 trillion in tax burdens on your grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And it doesn't seem to bother him at all. Or for that matter, other Democrats around him. Despite the good news, though, Schaaf said, she knew that the money was hardly enough to make a real dent. The money's intended to narrow Oakland's racial income gap. So we have a woman racial gap. We have a racial income gap. I don't know. The African-American income is less than $50,000 a year, and the median white income is more than $100,000. Yeah, but where? What areas? What numbers? See, there's always more information. Where in town are the blacks living? And what I mean by that is that, you know, years ago, I worked for a multinational company, and the person in L.A., if a person was working in Indiana as a senior network engineer, and we asked them to come to L.A. to help head up a department to do something in the same position, we used to have to increase that by probably at least 25% to 30%. What's the reasoning? It costs more money to live here. So even though there were basic salaries for certain positions, they were adjusted up and or down depending on where they lived. I need more info. I'm not buying the numbers as raw, cold numbers. To be eligible for the money, families must be low income and, see, no racial issues here, and identify as black or indigenous or people of color. I like the first one, though. Identify as black. I mean, you have to be black or simply identify. This won't start any race wars. Let me see. We got farmers being paid in the Midwest, but only if they're black, they get government assistance for their farms. Same thing in Oakland. In order for you to get help for your living expenses, you got to be black for this program. Just amazing. I wonder how many of these people actually are using their own money or actually even ever pay any taxes. Jarena, no, I can't. I know I'm going to massacre this name. Jesus Jarena, the CEO of the Family Independent Initiative, said that to qualify for the checks, people must be earning at or below 50% of the area median income, which is about $59,000 per year per family. But he said that half the spots are reserved for very low-income earners. Those earning below 138% of the federal poverty level, which is about $30,000 a year. This is great. I love this stuff. It's not clear what happens if the program ends. So all those people who will get dependent on that money. What's going to happen to them? Guaranteed minimum income is defined as a plan set up by the government to provide every person the guarantee of an income. No kidding. If it's a guaranteed minimum income program, then wouldn't it? Marin County, another large county, is looking to enact a similar program later on in the month. Now, the San Francisco Chronicle has been reporting that the initiative comes in the wake of Stockholm's program. It provides $500 every month to 125 people, launched by former mayor Michael Tubbs, who will also be at the news conference in Stockton once things get rolling. Now, Tubbs formed Mayors for a Guaranteed Income Coalition. And let me see, can you guess? They're in four cities. I wonder if you can guess even two. Right? So the coalition includes mayors from Los Angeles, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, and Oakland. The intention behind the payment is to provide enough to cover the basic cost of living. I'm sorry. What cardboard box are you living in for $500 a month? In Oakland? In Los Angeles? Are we for real? In Atlanta? $500 a month is enough to cover basic cost of living? Tammy, we're moving. If I get $500 and that's all I need to make it, God, I'm in. Let's not lift people up. Let's help them maintain where they're at and not talk to them about moving up in the world. Moving to a better place for their wife and kids. Just amazing. Tom said that some of the experiences he learned about, ready for this one? The extra money helped them, help recipients work more, spend more, and lead healthier lives. The cash allowed them to hire a nanny so they can get to their jobs and feel less stressed. $500 a month for a nanny. Okay. Chronicle reports that San Francisco is considering a similar program, voting in December to begin studying a pilot program for between 500 to 1,000 residents. Right. And again, who's paying for it? Right? You know, it's funny, in the article they quote Martin Luther King Jr. They said that Martin Luther King Jr. said that a guaranteed income would abolish poverty. There's more to it than just that, but let's just say they're right. They're exactly 100% right on. Then why aren't they using the same person, the same character of that person, to stop using race as a baiter? Really? Martin Luther King didn't want any reference to color. But we do it. It's amazing. Like I said, they pick and choose. It's a convenient outrage. If they decide they're outraged about something that burns them, they're going to bring it up like it hurts everybody. And they would be wrong, as usual. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5556. Remember, what's her name? Kellyanne Conway? Remember Claudia Conway? Yeah, well, she's back in the news. It ain't good. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The truth. I was just enjoying a new commercial by three past presidents. I don't know if enjoying was quite the right word. Clinton, Bush, and the other guy's name, Oblamo. Three of them. Telling you how important it is that you get your shot now that it's, you know, available to almost all Americans. The thing I found really funny about it was they're actually out, and they were out where all the flags are and what have you, and they had these big, thick coats on, and the flags were waving. And you could tell they were cold. And I'm thinking, don't these people, they have brain cells to work with. Go inside. You couldn't shoot this inside, really? That's just crazy. Kellyanne Conway's daughter, Claudia Conway, she's been booted from American Idol. I'm sure that'll be her mother's fault or Trump's fault. You know, for those of you who are still stuck on everything being Trump's fault, the amount of real estate that he's taking up in your mind, and some of you know you probably don't have enough to give that much up, so I wouldn't let him do it. But Claudia Conway, the infamous daughter of former Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway, she was given a boot from the latest season of American Idol. She was voted off the show after being praised by Judge Katy Perry, you know, all of those in the entertainment world. They do that kind of stuff. Oh, you were so wonderful, sweetheart. But they were terrible. Some of them I just cringe at, but I'm not an entertainment guy, so it doesn't matter. Teenage daughter, former Trump administrator spokesman Kellyanne Conway. That's the other thing. Like, that's like old news, right? You're just coming to life, she said. I can see it in you. Remember, her biggest song, I think, was what? I Kissed a Girl? Gee, so did I. You're taking control of your life. I applaud you for that, Patey said. Ooh. Right? I mean, she, what is she taking control of? She's being nasty and mean to her parents? Mostly her mom, because her mom worked for a guy she didn't like, that she didn't like. Probably loved all the perks that she got for it. The classes she was able to take because of the extra money mom was making. Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. I don't know, I would have booted her off twice. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. And I really do appreciate being with you. You know, it's a serious thing we need to talk about. And I know I've talked to you guys about this before. But the more and more emails I get from people talking about where we're at, what we're giving up, and what kind of shape we're in, all of that. Is that really what you want to do? Are those really the things that you want to harp on the most? Yeah, I know. Somebody just sent me. Yes, I'm done talking about the money that you're getting from Oakland or wherever. It's actually disgusting. It's crazy. They're trying to make you dependent on them. That's really what they're trying to do, trying to get you dependent on them. So you really can't go anywhere else. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, for those of you who keep sending me emails about how bad it is and how much trouble we're in and how we're going to be able to get out of it, and, yes. Yes, we are. Yes, it's bad. Yes, we'll get out of it. But that's going to be, it's going to take a lot of work on your end. No, seriously. It's going to take you getting out there. Again, I'm going to say it again and again and again and again. Go to your local areas, right, no matter where you live. Find out who's on the water board, who's on the school board, who's on the city council, who falls in line with your way. That guy that called me earlier, I may have been from Texas, may not, I don't know. But he's a progressive Democrat out of Texas. He's got to be close to, what is it, Dallas? And a few other places? Hopefully he wasn't a California transplant. I feel really bad. Seriously. You know, this is what I'm trying. They do it. The Democrats get out, they get out of these areas, and they start taking them over. Why aren't we doing it? We need to do it. We need to take back these seats. We need to take back, and the way you take back the country and the party, sorry, it's going to be baby steps. You're going to have to learn how to deal with it. So, I mean, get involved with local politics. Stop getting nuts on Facebook and other places like that. And just really, truly, simply make sure you got a good handle on the issues that you're going to be talking to people about. Otherwise, they're going to beat you. They're going to beat you every time you turn around. Ooh, Omar's in, well, it doesn't matter how much trouble these people get in. They get out anyway. How much trouble they get into. Representative Omar faces backlash for tweet about the Boulder massacre. Right? Hey, if you're Syrian, come on, you smart people in the chat room. Riddle me this. If you're Syrian, are you a person of color? Don't say to say black. But are you a person of color? So Omar, she's facing backlash over Tuesday tweet, claiming that there were different narratives used with the mass shooters based on their race or ethnicity. Now, this is going to be the new cry from the left, by the way. Every time something happens, the black man gets shot, or, matter of fact, doesn't even get shot, that something happens to a white guy. They go, well, if he was black, he would have been dead before he got in the bank or something, whatever. That's just the way they talk, the way they do things. So this is the mantra you're hearing over and over and over again. It's not going to stop anytime soon. In a tweet posted the day after the mass shootings that left 10 dead, Omar claimed that the race or ethnicity of the mass shooter appeared to be the main focus of media. Yeah, mainstream media. The ones that you love so much. The ones that will give you a pass. Prominent liberals jumped to conclusions about the race of the Boulder shooter, Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alyssa, 22-year-old man. He's a Syrian man, so it wasn't like he was, you know, I like how they want to say, well, he was white. Well, I don't know. I mean, did you guys, anybody answer my question yet? Probably not, huh? Are Syrian people considered people of color? I'm asking for a friend. Now, Ahmad Al-Aliwi was a 21-year-old man, Syrian descent. He's now been charged with 10 counts of first-degree murder. She also claimed that narratives around the heinous acts are what drive people's responses to awful crimes. Really? The shooter's race or ethnicity seem to be front and center when they aren't white. That's according to Minnesota Democrat. Otherwise, it's just a mentally ill young man having a bad day. Yeah, I don't know about that. You look around, you see all kinds of negative stuff written about some of the white kids, the white men, who got into some trouble or caused some trouble. Narratives drive out the responses, she said. Now, she's right to a degree, but Omar, none of her tweets. The tweet that sparked the backlash was the race portion of the tweet. See, we keep bringing it up. We keep working it, if you would. They keep working it. And you've heard more and more black people come out and say, look, you want to fix race? Stop talking about it all the time. Stop making it the front of the conversation. Stop making it the first thing that you're dealing with or working with. That simple. Omar said this works both ways, so take your own advice. That's what I'd say to her. Take your own advice. If you don't want the stuff being put out there all over the place, if you don't want people saying nasty stuff, stop saying nasty stuff about whites and Christians and Americans as a whole. I've never seen people, how do people get elected to office hating this country so much? Hating the people in the country, as a matter of fact. How does that happen? Always surprises me. I'm hoping and believing that people are starting to wake up. And then you heard that the tragedy has got more and more Democrats called for increase in gun control legislation. Now Joey B's thinking about taking executive action. What executive action could he take? Anybody know? Right? What executive action could he take? Other than banning the guns outright, banning certain guns outright. And I don't know if that's constitutional. I don't know how long it would take to get there. But frankly, with Roberts in the seat, I don't know. I really do believe now they got something on him. They're working on something. Otherwise, how does he come down with the rulings he's come down with? It's sad. You kind of depend on the trustees. You kind of depend on the Supreme Court. I'm sorry, the justices of the Supreme Court, which they're being trusted with. You would hope they were above all this. Notice how I said that. You would hope they were above all of this. Apparently they're not. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Write it down for future use. Yeah, I know, I give it to you always at the end of the show on purpose. I do want you to write it down. I want you to make note of it. Maybe you'll remember it when we get off the air. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Want you back here with me tomorrow. Be careful. Don't be stupid. God bless. And have a great rest of the day.